Everybody okay out there?
We're okay too.
That was an old timey number called the Florida Blues, and Stuart Duncan is still over there. Here's another old one called Been All Around This World.
Already.
Stu Buff's got a good animal song for us.
Well, you know, the new thing at all the expensive restaurants in town seems to be the farm to table thing. But you know, back in the old days, that wasn't anything new. So here's about a little critter that some of the folks in the South used to like to have at the dinner table. groundhog. Took our guns and the dogs away.
They took our guns and the dogs away.
Tell you right, cops are bad that way.
Groundhog.
So I tried to get him with my old silver bow. Get that whistle pig out of his hole.
Thank you.
groundhog meat at the Telluride store.
Groundhog meat at the Telluride store.
Costs just the same, but it costs a little more.
Groundhog, groundhog, groundhog.
One more time.
Groundhog, groundhog.
Stuart Duncan with the fiddle and the vocals.
I'm sorry, there must be some PETA members out there.
Can you hang? We got just a mess of notes we want to play for you tonight. We got just the man to do it for you. Come up here with that banjo, David. I'm assuming you knew this was Bela Fleck, everybody. He wrote Eager and Anxious. Thank you. I'm sorry, we can't get Edgar warmed up just yet. Edgar Meyer with the bass violin, ladies and gentlemen. All right, here's a little bit of something a little bit different now. This is called Funk 55. We're here to funk y'all tonight.
Thank you very much, Sam.
Exactly what I was about to say. You didn't know.
Funk you and funk you better.
Boy, aren't you glad you waited around for this. Okay.
Thank you.
Give us just a second. We got a whole mess of microphones and wires up here. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a guest. I get to listen to this person sing every night. Not you singing. Sorry, buddy.
Not you, Brian.
We came in today, and I know she's as happy to be here as I am. And would you welcome Miss Allison Krauss?
Thank you. in today. We played in Rochester, New York with Willie Nelson last night.
That's right, Mr. Bennett. Boy, are our arms tired.
We've been having a good time with Willie. Smells just like this all the time.
I love him, Willie.
Lots of love out there. Lots, tons of it. Thick love.
I'm smelling incredible love, Jerry.
Is that what that is, Sam? I've been smelling it all night, but I didn't know what it was.
You know, they make love legal now.
Love is legal here.
I heard you can buy it at a store.
You can walk into a store and buy some love.
Hasn't that always been true?
You gotta go buy this stuff now?
You have to buy it now, Sam.
Let's do a fiddle tune that features all the members of the orchestra.
Careful, Brian, when you say orchestra, Bama's looking for 50 people.
Let's bring them out.
Just pretend all these butterflies on the stage have violas and cellos and flutes and things. That's what I've been doing all weekend.
Here's a great old fiddle tune called The Hangman's Reel.
at the guitar.
Oh,
and determined, and the cold can't cheat. She was okay, so rip and beat, crying and singing. I had to be time, don't that cold came. She was fine, but you gotta put on your sailing shoes. Gotta put on your sailing shoes. Got the girl at the chair when you put on your sailing shoes. Hit Dodger, Dodger, feels so bad. This is the worst day I've ever had. Ever since I've been a very long time. If you get by me on the line, but you gotta put on your sailing shoes. Gotta put on your sailing shoes. Everyone will get the rain when you put on your sailing. All right, now how many people did the festival all 4 days? Thank you.
It's a Bela Fleck original song called The Over Room Waltz.
I love following up a beautiful Bela Fleck original with a Jimmy Martin song. From the Sublime to the Ridiculous. We have one of the few bluegrass songs about baseball. How many baseball fans out there? It's about love and baseball, Stuart. It all smells the same. Standards directly related to baseball. And here we go.
We've got a theme running tonight.
We're going to feature Edgar Meyer here. It's time for Edgar. I know it's really not what we're supposed to do, but we're going to feature Edgar Meyer now. This is called, and it's really well titled. It's called Barnyard Disturbance. Thank you.
Edgemeyer.
It's dark outside, Edgar. You're not supposed to play shit. That ain't working. That's how you do it. You play the fiddle on the MTV. We're going to slip into the gospel side here just for a second. This is a story about two guys down in a hole. Biblical fellas, Paul and Silas. Somebody else should talk.
Feature Stuart Duncan on the vocals on this now. Come on, Stu Bob.
Thank you. Thank you.
Harvey!
It's time for something big to happen. Huge. Something huge. We've got it.
You're talking about hair, right?
I'm talking about hair. Talking about huge hair. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah!
Like it when Jimmy Martin said, "Have you had a good time up till now?" Yeah. I always thought, "Yeah, up till now we did."
And it's the same tonight. Yeah. How about that? Are you enjoying this good old festival here? Well, we're gonna do a little bit of rock and roll right now for you. How'll that be?
Yeah.
It just happened. That's how the king of bluegrass sounds.
Tell you what, if I'm the king, I'm starting to fade. How do you boys play and sing this late?
We knew you were coming, that's how.
Now you're going to hear some good singing. Let me put this down. I want Allison to help me say this song. This is, yeah. You know, a good friend of ours that belonged to the Grand Ole Opry for years and years just passed away, and he wrote this song, and his name was Jimmy C. Newman. So we're going to sing this for you tonight. Cry, cry, darling.
What you gonna do, Dale? You gonna do a?
I think this is off.
You're off.
You're off.
Wait. Well, you know, I used to sing with Bill Monroe back in, I was hired to him, and back in the early 60s, and he used to sing this song just about every night. We're going to do it for you now, and he was from Kentucky, so he wrote this song about his old home place.
That's right, he was from Kentucky, Del McCurry.
Just like Sam Bush was. I'm on my way back to the old home. Childhood in the evening when everything was still. I used to sit and listen to Pop Sam with my daddy and my old Kentucky. I'm on my way back to your home. The road climbs on up the hill. But there's a light in the window that shines on the way I live.
Telluride number 41. I very much want to thank Planet Bluegrass. All they do, you think it's easy throwing a festival in a box canyon? Try doing it someday. And but all the people with Planet Bluegrass, they make your life easy to come to the festival, and they really treat the musicians great. So we thank them very much for that. The crew is first rate. The production is first rate. We thank you so much. So, by golly, I'm a little verklempt, Jerry. You think we're okay here?
Yeah, I'm still spelling that spell, too. That love thing. But, yeah, this is the greatest festival on earth, folks. Don't get no better than right here, right now.
to you, Sam.
I thought you were going to talk about Amway for a second there, Jerry.
I'm fresh out, Sam.
But yeah, we've been privileged to play music for you this weekend. We've all been privileged to hear great music this weekend. So thank all of you. Here's one more we'll do for you a little bit now. Speaking of love.
Thank you.
We're going to do one more because it's really dark back there. It's scary.
Oh.
Thank you.